Grandpa Still Remembers and Paul's Parables present stories by Auntie Winnie, my sister, who was a missionary in South Africa.
Hi, I'm Winnie. Here you are, stories about anything, written especially for kids in South Africa.
Beginnings, Episode 3. Ready for our story? Let's see what God can do to save Adam and Eve from death. Is God right, or is the snake right? Consequences. Adam, where are you? Adam and Eve, don't you hear God? He's calling you, chattered Monkey. You can't hide from him. He's your friend. Adam? We were ashamed of our nakedness, God, so we hid. And who told you that you were naked? Did you eat the fruit from the tree of knowledge of good and evil that I told you not to eat? Well, God, the woman you gave to me, she gave me some, and I ate it with her. Oh, Eve, what did you do? The snake. He told me I wouldn't die, and it looked delicious, and I ate some. It's true, God, chattered Monkey. I saw, and he jumped to Eve's arms to comfort her. Listen, all of you, said God. Snake, from now on, you crawl on your belly in the dust. And only bite man in the leg where you can reach him. Woman will hate you, and man will beat your head. Someday a child of man will finally stomp you out. That's good, said Monkey. None of them understood then what God meant. But we know now, don't we? Jesus will finally defeat Satan's plans by paying for our disobedience on the cross. Already, you see, God has his plans. Eve, you may want to boss your husband around, but I am putting him in charge of you, and you will have pain when you give birth to your children. Adam, because you listened to your wife instead of trusting me and obeying my command, the earth is cursed with thorns and weeds, and you will sweat and work hard for every crop you harvest to eat. And you will die and return to the dust I made you from. Now, to take your shame away, I will have to kill an animal and make you clothing from its skin. Monkey was sad to see animals being killed to make clothes for Adam and Eve. God sacrificed some of his delightful created animals for them, and the animals began to fear man. Before they only ate plant food, now they began to eat meat. The world was different after the first man and woman sinned. And God sent Adam and Eve out of the Garden of Eden, so they couldn't eat from the tree of life and live forever, just getting older and older and older. Shall we go with them? Monkey asked his wife. No, dear. I think we had better stay here for a while. We are going to have an addition or two to our family soon. Maybe we can find them later. Adam and Eve found another place to live. Some of the animals, sheep, cows, and donkeys, dogs, chickens, and fowls went with Adam and Eve. Adam worked hard to make a garden, and Eve began to plan for her child. They had a boy and called him Cain. Cain liked to help his daddy in the garden, and Adam made a small hoe just his size. Daddy, why is the ground so hard? And why do the weeds grow so much faster than the corn and rice? Asked Cain. I don't like having to weed all the time. Son, it wasn't like this in the beginning. Your mother and I disobeyed God, so the ground was cursed. We shouldn't have disobeyed him. We didn't have to work so hard before. Oh, that's not fair. And Daddy, why is Mommy getting so fat and complaining of backache? She's going to have another child soon, son. I hope your brother or sister comes easier than you did. That was another result of our sin. But you kids are worth it. Let's go home. Consequence of sin is bad, isn't it? But God thought man was worth saving. He taught Adam and Eve to kill a perfect lamb and to offer it to God to remind them that the lamb's death would take away their shame. Listen again to hear about the first murder. This is Auntie Mimi. Bye for now.